And talk about in the toilet. What if I told you that American-made vehicles are so yesterday? My next guest plans to be the first to import and sell Chinese cars in North America and predicts that within 5 years, Americans will be buying 1 million Chinese-made cars from his dealers. With us now is Malcolm Bricklin. He is the founder and the CEO of Visionary Vehicles.
Really? Really, Neil?
What's doing it?
Well, what's doing it is they've decided to come into the automobile business, and when the Chinese decide they want to go into a market, what they do is study all the case studies of who are the best people. And they picked Toyota and Lexus, and they said, we want to copy them, except we want to sell more than both of them.
Yeah, but there's always a learning curve, right? When the first Japanese cars came into this country, they were crap. You know, the first Korean cars that came into this country, they were junk, too. And then, you know, they got better, obviously much better. Who would want to be the American to be the first to buy these Chinese cars?
Well, the Japanese cars, when they came in with Toyota and Datsun first, they had to recover and do something better. When I came in with Subaru in 1968, they were there. From the day Subarus came in, they were top quality, and they remained top quality. What you need to do to have top quality is get great designers, get great equipment, put a lot of money into the thing, and have the determination to do it.
And it's going to be cheap, right? Much cheaper than...
Well, we're going to go after cars like BMW and Mercedes and be 30-40% cheaper than them.
All right, but I tell you, BMW Mercedes buyer isn't going to buy a Chinese
car. I agree 100%. We're not after them.
Yeah.
We want to build a car that will be equal to in every way, shape, or form, except it fits and feels rich, and sell to people who can afford to buy Toyotas and Nissans and Hondas.
Are they going to want it?
Well, we think they're going to, because they're designed by Pininfarina Bertone, engines by AVL, and interiors are going to be knocked out. So we're going to take
usually when you're combining those type of people all together, it's a disaster.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But then, once again, they read all the history. They had all the benefits to see what was wrong and what was good.
Yeah.
And they're picking the good, and they're listening.
But would you, as a consumer, you're a very smart businessman, but would you, as a consumer, buy the first off the lot?
Well, somebody just did a study in Automotive News. I just read it yesterday. Ed Lappin, I believe, is the one that did it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they polled people from Asian models, and they asked that they would buy Chinese cars if they thought they would be at the same quality, and 51% said yes.
But now the issue would be price, right? The only thing that compelled Americans to originally buy Japanese cars is by comparison they were so cheap.
Absolutely.
Even when the quality was shoddy, now we know in retrospect this quality quickly caught up and then surpassed American car makers. The same with Hyundai, I guess, in Korea when they were originally junk. They've gotten extremely much better. Who wants to wait through a learning curve with Chinese cars?
Then I don't think they're going to have to. The learning curve they've been doing is the last 5 years. They've been learning how to really build good cars.
Yeah.
And now they're bringing the very best of the best with us and others from around the world.
So you're an American manufacturer. What's going through your head?
It's going to be a problem. But the American manufacturers have more problems than just the Chinese, because they have problems now and the Chinese aren't here.
And the Chinese are cheap labor. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a very, very serious realignment of the way the world is.
All right. Malcolm Bricklin, thank you very much. With Visionary Vehicles, he's the founder and the CEO. Well,